This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Renee Cottage. She's board member of the board of directors for the Grow Gillespie organization. Welcome to the show, Renee.
Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, Rick.
Renee, we have several things to discuss today. A lot's going to be going on September 4th in Gillespie with the 5K and Street Fest. It's the topic of our conversation today. But before we get to the specific events, some of the times and what's going to be going on and things like that, thought we'd take a moment to let you talk a little bit about Grow Gillespie. They're into many things within the community of Gillespie, and maybe you could give us a little information about the organization, sort of how it came about and what it is intending to do with the community.
I would be more than happy to express the overall objective of this organization. We came into being several years ago as a result of a federally funded water replacement project that the city of Gillespie had obtained. Completion was going to take a couple of years, and during that time, we did learn that some of the funding would be available for streetscape improvement. So, of course, we had a town hall meeting, several meetings, with laying out exactly where and how these water lines would be replaced. Gillespie's been notorious for broken water lines for years, so this was an absolute necessity. While we were doing that, we had a young man on our board who was able to design a streetscape for the main corridor. He did that, and we presented it to the community. Now, I know it hasn't been done yet, but it's still on the horizon. Improving the main business corridor, which happens to be Route 4 and then connects with Route 16, is really vital and necessary as a component of this project. The state of Illinois, through Senator Andy Menar, was also very instrumental in assisting, to which we are extremely grateful. Grow Gillespie's main goal, through its volunteer members, is to keep our community strong, Rick. And I know that every community wants that for their town. But I believe that we can succeed in strengthening and providing a healthy and welcoming main corridor for residents and visitors alike with the completion of this streetscape. Some people say, well, maybe just because you have a beautiful streetscape doesn't mean businesses will come. Well, that's where Grow Gillespie kind of wants to shine. We want to assist existing businesses and attract new ones. We, along the way, last year, and it will be a year ago, the end of November, we were extremely fortunate to obtain assistance from Western Illinois University Community Development Program, and we're honored to receive a 12-month assistantship from a Peace Corps fellow and graduate student, Ethan Fogg. This young man has assisted not only Grow Gillespie, but the City of Gillespie, the Lake Committee, and numerous businesses. A small town such as ours, as you well know, could never afford to have somebody with his expertise. He has been available to work with federal, state, county, and municipal governments. Those areas of expertise are not found in city government. It's just not found unless that city government can afford to hire and pay somebody to do that work. Well, we got Ethan for 12 months, and he did exactly all of those things, as well as assisting us with every kind of promotion that we try to do. So that's it in a nutshell. I hope I covered everything, regarding when we began and what our main goal is.
You mentioned volunteers. Is it an ongoing thing where new members come in, say, as others go out, or sort of how is your membership comprised?
I wish. There are probably only 6 or 7, maybe 8 of us that are very active. I'd love to see more younger people come into the program or into the organization. That, as in every community, is just not happening. And I wish I could say that more people come in, but they don't. We keep trying to recruit. We are making ourselves very visible, making announcements continually regarding when our meetings are, making personal appeals to people. And so far, so good, but we could do better. Let's just put it that way. We need to do better. And like this Labor Day 5K and Street Fest, that's going to be a big affair for us. It's not our primary goal of doing things, but it is a way to attract people into the downtown area. And so all the businesses in town have been invited to have a sidewalk sale of some sort if they want, because the Street Fest is adjacent to the main corridor. So people can go in and out of where they want to go. The block that we will block off is not a park. It's not like the Chamber Fall Festival, which was fabulous. This is a smaller version, but it's going to be slightly different because we do the 5K and because we have the garden and the coal museum, along with the activities that will be going on in the street.
And again, this the event is coming up on September 4th. It's going to get started very early, and you just mentioned the garden, and there's some interesting things going on with that, and we'll let you talk about it, but you'll have a garden swap. That's getting underway at 7:30, and other things start pretty near that time, and it's all going to be near where the 5K starts as well. So maybe you could tell us about the garden swap, and then we could just sort of go into the location, and then, of course, the 5K that'll be coming up shortly thereafter.
Well, the garden swap is a result of one of our very, very active directors who has a green thumb, and she has, along with the help of several other designers, designed a beautiful landscape garden. It is magnificent. The swap, what that is about, is that it will start at 7:30. It will be in a very inviting adjacent location to the Street Fest itself. In fact, it is the starting point of the 5K. But the swapping is bring anything that you have too much of from your garden and come and swap. It doesn't cost you anything. Just swap. Maybe you have too many tomatoes and we have too many cucumbers. So we could swap, you know, however you want to do it. If you don't have anything to swap and you just want to come and select some items, that's okay too. We'll just have a donation jar there. You know, there's no price on anything. It's either swap, select, and donate. Whatever is left over, anything that's left over goes to our local food pantry, Shepherd's Closet. That was our initial idea for the garden, and then the lady that took over managing this garden said, well, let's do a swap. Let's open it up to the entire town. And so we've had one, and it went over very well. They had such an inviting area there. They had a tent, they had lawn chairs, they had tables. Everything was displayed beautifully. So we're going to try it again.
Now, you have a breakfast. Where does that go on, or that starts at 8 a.m.?
That will be on that block, which is Chestnut Street, which is adjacent to the main corridor, Macoupin Street. The Illinois Coal Museum runs alongside of it, and it's where the old Canna Theater used to be. That's the space that's going to be blocked off, and we will have a food vendor there who does breakfast, lunch, and supper. Of course, we wouldn't be there for supper. He's going to go over to the Lake Fest after lunch, but he will be there for breakfast starting at 8 a.m. So you can start with the garden swap or just pick out vegetables that you don't have, and then you could have breakfast. We will have picnic tables out in the middle of the street. Then you can watch as the runners get ready. They're starting, registration time is 8:30, and then they start at 9 o'clock at that same corner of Chestnut and Montgomery. Montgomery Street and Macoupin Street, which is the main corridor, are parallel. So it's just that one block in between the two that will be blocked off. And you will see something familiar there when you pull up, because we're going to have the Coal Country train there at the start of that street. So you can't miss it when you come into town. You just can't miss it.
Of course, you mentioned the 5K run. Check in 8:30. The event actually starts at 9. And that this year is sort of a continuation of what you had. I believe you called it a twofer, where you had one in May as well, correct?
We did. So a lot of people took advantage of that and signed up for both events. They get two shirts. They get two medals, and all for the price of the one. But then we also offer anybody that just wanted to do this one, we'll take registrations right up to the time of 8:30 prior to the start. That's not a problem. It's just that it's not really a problem, but I would have to order shirts to be delivered after the event, because all the shirts I've already been ordered. We had a deadline on that, and they were all ordered. So any newcomer, I will get a shirt to them, but it won't be on that day.
You brought up something else earlier in our interview that I thought was interesting, and maybe we could touch on it before the end of the show, and that is the Coal Museum. It's going to be open from 8 to 4, and a lot of work has been put into that, and it continues. And maybe you could talk a little bit about the Coal Museum as well.
Oh, my. It is a piece of art. It is fabulous. It's open from 8 to 4 that day. No reservation is required. There will be someone in the museum to assist in touring, but you can also do a self-guided tour yourself. Just browse. There are just hundreds and hundreds of items in there, artifacts from coal mines, a miniature coal mine, many items from our historical coal mining historical area that unfortunately not so many people from the local area come and view, but many people from out of town come to see. We'd like to increase awareness within our own community about the Mine Museum, so please, it's open all day.
And one other thing, you'll also have, through Friends of the Gillespie Library, activities for children. Maybe you could touch on those.
Good in-house art teacher. She has made some displays that kids could take photos, you know, put their heads in and their parents could take a photo of. And a couple of tattooing, washable tattoos, things of that nature that they could do. But it was all designed by them. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, if anybody wanted to do a photo shoot at the garden, oh my gosh, that's the place to go, because right now it is brimming with beautiful flowers and vines and garden produce, and it is so inviting. It's a great place for a photo.
Renee, we would like to also just remind everybody, as you said, that people can still participate in the 5K. Of course, many things going on, the garden swap and all those activities on September 4th. But if you want more information, where can they go?
Please go to our website, growgillespie.org, or our Facebook page, Gillespie Together. That's the Facebook page. The applications are on there. You can make the 5K payment online through PayPal. We will accept those up until the night before if it comes through PayPal, as we did the last time, or the day of. For the vendors, I can't wait until that day or the night before. We had a cutoff date, and we do have good participation, but we will let anybody else in if they'd like to, but it would have to be by September 1st, and they could do it in the same manner. Or go to the Cole Museum any day from 10 to 2 and pick up an application, make your deposit, but it would have to be done by September the 1st. That's all I ask.
As we've come to the end of the program, you mentioned it also, a little shout out for another activity going on in the Gillespie area that will be over the weekend out at the lake. Maybe you just want to speak on that a moment?
Gillespie's going to be hustling and bustling the entire weekend. The Lake Fest, which is this is the second year that they've done this, and we want to be good partners with our Black Diamond Day organization. There aren't many organizations left in town anymore, so we want to be a good neighbor to them and give a shout-out that their activities begin Friday evening, continue Saturday and Sunday. And so if you want to come to our event first and then go out to the lake for cornhole tournament and washer tournament, they'd love to have you.
Renee, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.